So today I'm joined with former Hereford manager Ian Bowyer. So before we talk Hereford, you were part of the legendary Nottingham Forest team of the late 70s, early 80s. What was it like working with Brian Clough and Peter Taylor?
Well, it was terrific because of the amount of success that the team had and their football knowledge, their discipline was great, and at the same time allowed people to express themselves and be individuals. And I think it's fair to say that of all the players that played under Brian Clough and Peter Taylor, certainly 99% of them would play for them again. They had terrific respect from everybody within our team and within the football world. Terrific amount of humour. We could be really, really serious, and from some really serious tense moments, you do get occasions where it's very, very funny, and it's clever to lighten the mood. So yeah, just great, happy memories. Nothing more than that.
So you arrived at Edgar Street in July '87 as a player coach. How did the move to Hereford come about?
As meeting John Newman, really, and having a chat with him, and John was the reason I went, and I was in the stage of my career where I'd been at Forest a long time. I was still in the team, but I'd been offered a free transfer, not for the first time, and I just thought my time there had finished. I probably could have stayed on, but I just decided I wanted something different, and when John asked me to join him, then I went and had a chat with him, and it moved along from there.
So John departed soon after you arrived, and then you took over the player-manager role. How different did you find managing to playing?
Well, it's very different because as a player you're responsible for one, and the moment you become a player or a manager or a coach, you are now responsible for 20, and there's quite a lot to it. There was myself and Peter Isaacs, who was a fantastic, fantastic Hereford United man, who was a physiotherapist. He did two or three jobs, and I did two or three jobs. So we were radically understaffed, but, you know, we got on with it, and we did okay, ultimately. And certainly when we left, we had a team that I thought could have done okay going forward.
Phil Stant was a striker that you definitely bought the best out of. What was your relationship like with him?
Stanty was a great lad, and to this day I bump into him from time to time, and we're better pals now than we were when we ever were manager and player. He could be quite hot-headed. I think it's fair to say he wasn't the most disciplined of people, and we had our moments, you know. We didn't see things the same way on different occasions, but he was, you could never fault him in terms of his effort and his commitment to Hereford. He was a terrific lad, and I have to say, he could score goals for fun. I mean, his goal scoring record is really good, and I think we got £150,000 for him, and that money kept the club going for, you know, quite a while. So, Phil Stant, for Hereford, he was top class and was at that level for probably another 7 or 8, 9, 10 years after leaving Hereford. So yeah, I think he's a great character now. He's really good fun to be with.
So what are your memories of the famous FA Cup run when we played Man United in the fourth round?
Well, obviously, getting a win against Merthyr Tydfil, from being, I think we were 3-0 up at one stage, and we eventually held on and won 3-2. Mel Pedic scoring a last minute winner against Walsall in the third round, and then obviously the downer of Clayton Blackmore scoring in the last 5 minutes to beat us 1-0. And you know, we had 13,500 people at Edgar Street. It was good to see. It was a terrific run, and I thought that would have been the springboard for things to to happen this, for the following season going forward, because we did have some decent younger players at the time. I mean, we had people like Darren Peacock, who eventually, via QPR, ended up at Newcastle and was bought for £2 million. We'd signed him for absolutely nothing from Newport County. So we had, Chris Hemmings, John Norbert. We had some younger players that were only ever going to get better. So the cup run was great for them, because it gave them a profile that enabled people to see what they could do.
So in the spring of 1990, you make it to the Welsh Cup final in Cardiff. What are your recollections of that day in Wales?
Well, it was a fantastic day. I mean, there were only, 4,200 people at the game at the Cardiff Arms Park, but the atmosphere and the noise that was generated by Hereford United supporters was fantastic. It's up there amongst my best memories in my whole football career. No, it was a really good day, and for a local boy to score the winning goal, Ian Bembo, he was born in Leinster, and it was a really good day, and it doesn't exactly register that highly in the footballing world, but it was enough in Hereford for us to be guested and invited to go on a bit of a run round the streets of Hereford on an open-top bus. So it was the first time they'd ever won it, and they're not in it now, but it was the only time they've ever won it. So I'm quite proud that my last game in charge was as a winner in a cup final. If I don't mention it's the Welsh Cup final, it sounds better, but I was very proud to have won the Welsh Cup final with Hereford.
So a few weeks later, all the good work you had done at Edgar Street came to an end as you parted company. How did you find out, and what were the reasons behind the departure?
You'd have different answers from different people. I'm sure the club got a strange opinion of my son's ability as a footballer. And they definitely over-egged that. I'm sure they thought he was going to be captain of England and all the rest of the nonsense. And nonsense is the right word. But we are talking about people that weren't football people, that were in charge of the club. My opinion on it is they wanted to take the club back to 1972. And later on they appointed Colin Addison. But he couldn't do that, so... Yeah, you'd get a different opinion depending on who you spoke to.
So in 2015, what's Ian Bowyer up to now?
Oh, I work for Blackburn Rovers. I work as a scout more than anything. I give Gary advice from time to time on. He's the manager at Blackburn, so I'm quite happy. I go to lots and lots of games, all levels of games, under 21 through to Youth Cup games, through to divisions, Premier League, right the way down to whatever you name it. I'm there, conference and occasionally below. So, I'm quite happy with my life. I'm enjoying myself. No problems at all.